Welcome back to Coast Radio Sports. We're down here in Douglas, or Winston, Oregon, at the Douglas High School for the Trojans. And 22-22 is the score. It's still halftime here as they just put 3 minutes back on the clock. And it's been a really, really good one this evening. Really even teams so far, Caleb.
Yeah, definitely. I'd say the biggest thing is which defense is going to show up. I mean, I know we've saying it's both offenses are looking good, but it's really just about which defense is going to show up, because we both know that the FIU still has a great defense.
Yeah, and I think you're 100% correct. It almost feels like whoever can get the other team to punt first is going to win this one, as it's been really even. Both teams have scored every possession outside of one, where the Trojans threw a pick six from Tom Morgan. But 22-22 is the score here. And, it's pretty quick half, I'd say, as the ball was kept on the ground a lot.
Yeah, definitely. It kind of flew by.
Only an hour and a half into kickoff here, just about, and we're about to be working into the second half here. I'll tell you what, though, we're going to go ahead and take another break here on Coast Radio Sports and be back, actually, this time for the second half kickoff.
You've been listening to the Florence Les Schwab Tire Halftime Report on KCST-FM Florence.
Shout out to BJ's Ice Cream and Folio Logging Incorporated. Thanks for supporting Viking Sports on Coast Radio.
Welcome back to Winston, Oregon. 22-22 is the score here. Vikings taking on the Douglas Trojans, and both teams are now on the field this time after that break. And got to give a huge shout-out to Cameron Utz, who's operating the audio board back in the studio right now. So, Cameron, thank you very much for taking your Friday evening and spending it with us over the air. As he says, you're welcome in my ear here. I can hear him. You can't. But the ball is now teed up for the Trojans. Vikings are going to be taking over and receiving it in the second half. And back deep to return is going to be Rowdy Thrall and Tom Morgan. Will Johnson up sooner in the formation, as the Trojans like to kind of squib kick it. And approaching the ball and booming it deep this time, it's going to be Rowdy Thrall, the sophomore, returning it, catches it on the bounce. He's going to be looking for blockers to his left. Got a good head of steam, but brought down by a good special teams play there. And Rowdy Thrall looks confident out there.
Yeah, for a sophomore, he looks very confident. I actually surprised. I saw him the other day after the game. The last time I remember Rowdy, he's just this little kid with his bright red hair.
Isn't that weird that you can say that now? I remember watching you grow up there, young man. And the Vikings start on the 26-yard line in their own territory. Jericho Legg's going to be out of the shotgun formation. Jackson Chang in the backfield with him to his right. Two receivers to the near side, two to the far side. And Lake gets the snap, looking to pass here on first and 10. He's got a receiver out on the flat. I believe that was Bryce Franzoni. Yes, it was. Thrown a little bit behind Franzoni as Franzoni left his feet to try and catch that one. And it falls incomplete to second and 10 now.
Yeah, he was open.
He was.
A little bit behind him. The timing was just off a little bit there on the throw and the catch.
And it's 50 degrees out here. It's getting a little bit colder and colder, so Jericho's Lake may need a second to get back and warm, as he's been accurate all evening so far. That one just unable to connect with Bryce Franzoni. And now we got a bunch formation to the near side. In the backfield is Will Johnson with Jericho Lake. And Klaps gets the ball. He's going to turn, hand it. That's going to be Will Johnson up the middle, looking for blocking out in front of him. And he has some, but he's brought down after a gain of about four, maybe five now. So we're going to give it a third and five here for the Vikings. Ball spotted on the 31-yard line.
Yeah, Will's been working tonight. That jersey is not clean. His mom's going to have to throw that one in the washer.
And it almost looks like he's a Trojan player now, because the Vikings have a black pants, which the Trojans are also wearing, and his jersey is almost completely brown now, with the Trojans wearing black uniforms. And just the front side of that showing any signs of white as the Vikings break the huddle in the bunch formation. Jericho Lake out of the shotgun formation once again. Flaps gets it on the second time, this time handing it on third and five. Will Johnson's got a good blocking out in front of him. He's got only the safety to beat, and is able to get an extra couple yards there as the corner came and met him. He had just the safety to beat. The safety's also the kicker, Landon Perez. And Landon didn't really try to make a tackle. He just kind of ran with him and was hoping that players would come up behind Johnson, and that's exactly what happened, because that's a hard open field tackle to make if you're Perez there.
What a beautiful run there by Will. He just kind of waited. He kind of just waits, and then he bounced out to the outside of the field, and he had a lane to run. Great running.
Yeah, most definitely. Now ball spotted on about the 31-yard line for the Vikings as Will Johnson flips the, or sorry, of the Trojans as Will Johnson flips the field for the Vikings offense. And out of the shotgun formation is Lake Chang in the backfield with to his left. Two receivers from the near side, two to the far side. Klotz gets the ball, hands it. That's going to be Jackson Chang up the middle. He's got good blocking out front. Breaks out of a shoestring tackle. And lowers the shoulder over two Trojans players.
And there's a flag.
And there's a flag down. Oh, man, if you're Jackson Chang, that one hurts. He had about, I'd say, 14 yards on that carry. Now, all of a sudden, you're looking at, I believe it was a holding. I looked down for a split second. And if that is the case, it's going to be 10 yards from the spot of the foul.
They're bringing them back.
And shaking up a little bit on that play is number 23 for the Trojans. That's Devin Taylor. And Vikings now go from a 1st and 10 with a 14-yard gain from Jackson Chang to a 1st and about 19.
Crazy old football work.
Yes, it is. Well, 1st and 20, we'll call it here for the Vikings. And Lake and the Vikings break the huddle. Two receivers to the near side, two to the far side. Jackson Chang lined up in the backfield again. And turning and handing it, that's going to be Chang again. Patiently waiting for blocks to develop out in front of him, but just holding on to his rear end is the defensive lineman doing a good job getting his mitt on Jackson Chang. That was number 65 for the Trojans. One of the captains, Thatcher Clairno.
Yeah, it looked like Jackson was trying to get away well, and just you could see his hands holding onto the jersey.
It almost looked like the Undertaker reaching from the grave there, as they just saw a hand holding Chang back from gaining any extra yards there. So that's going to bring up a 2nd and about 17, we'll call it, maybe 18. And crowd getting loud here in Winston. Blake out of the shotgun formation, plus formation to the near side. Will Johnson goes out to the flat, and he fakes it there. He's going to keep it himself, lowers the shoulder. Design keeper all the way, it looks like, and Trojans sniffed that one out well. Vikings get a couple there.
Yeah, even if it wasn't a design, Douglas played it really well. There was no way he could have got that ball to Will. The defensive back was playing it very well.
And I think it was kind of apparent he wasn't throwing it there to the flat to Will Johnson, because Blake gets the ball out of his hand quickly on those plays, and you could tell that pump fake just wasn't really going anywhere, so the Trojans didn't bite on that one. Now we're facing the 3rd and 14, maybe 15. Call it 3rd and 14 here. If you're just tuning in, it's 22-22. Here in Winston, Oregon, 8 minutes and 50 seconds left in the third quarter. Vikings looking for a nice third down conversion here, or at least to get a chunk out of it. Blake in the backfield with Chang. He's going to look to pass, looking to his right. He releases to the right. He's got a receiver. It's tipped. And luckily that ball isn't intercepted, as that was thrown almost into triple coverage intended for Rich Franzoni. So now you're facing a 4th and 14.
Yeah, triple coverage there. I mean, very lucky we did not throw an interception there.
It was tipped, and it was tipped right to a Trojan defender. And if you're the Vikings, 4th and 14 is a helpful thing, as you didn't put the ball in the Trojan's hand, but that would have been almost like a punt on third down.
A little arm punt.
Yeah, and it would have pinned him deep as Blake was looking to air it out well beyond the sticks. 4th and 14 now. Two receivers to the far side, two to the near side. Lake in the backfield with Chang. They get a pass. Got good pressure in his face from the Trojans, and he releases it. And that time it is well-thrown ball, but kind of just a hospital ball thrown up there. It just floated up towards Bryce Franzoni. Bryce Franzoni did a good job getting underneath it, and a Trojan player just teed off on him as he looked to complete that one. And Sam Johnson's out on off the sideline, throwing his hands up, looking for maybe a targeting call there, but it looked like shoulder to me.
Yeah, that's a tough one there. I mean, if you throw the ball low, you give the ball back. You got to make some kind of throw there. It's just kind of a dangerous throw for your receiver.
And the USC Trojans fight song is now coming on for the Trojans. typically comes out after a touchdown, but 4th and 14, not converted by the Vikings' help. And the chain gain has to figure it out there because they're going the wrong way. There they go. So the Trojans take over on offense. Both teams now have one possession where they have yet to score this evening. Ball's going to be spotted on the 35-yard line. 8 minutes and 28 seconds left here in the third quarter. 22-22 is the score. My goodness, there's another good-sized lineman out there for the Trojans. I'm just now noticing. Got to get a number out of him for a height and weight. Ryder Sawyer's going to be working out of the shotgun formation. He's going to turn, hand it. That's Burkhart up the middle. Jaden Burkhart looking for good blocking. And kind of falls into a scrum there, a rugby-esque scrum, but he's able to turn his legs for a couple there. We'll call it a 2nd and 7 for the Trojans.
He's really good at just staying on his feet, even when he's not really going anywhere, but just not falling down.
And we said it hasn't rained this evening, but that grass is still, it's got a good layer of dew on it now, and it's pretty slippery. And Trojans have been able to keep their feet under him so far this evening. Student section going crazy as it looks like fruit roll-ups or something are being thrown into the crowd here in front of us.
I'd go crazy for a fruit roll-up right now.
And Ryder Sawyer is going to be out of the gun. Jaden to his left. Takes the handoff to Jaden Burkhart. Kind of a miscommunication between the two. Ryder Sawyer looked a little bit panicked when Burkhart didn't take that ball out of his hands and the Vikings tackle him in the backfield. Good play for the Vikings. Good heads-up play for the D-line.
Yeah, great play. Just getting there, finding the ball, finding who has it, and getting them on the ground.
And like Ryder Sawyer, the quarterback, I thought Burkhart was taking all of the way. And so that was going to be a loss of 4 now, 3rd and 11 for the Trojans. Sawyer's been able to air the ball out well this evening. He's got quite the arm on him. He's out of the gun formation. 2 receivers to the near side, 2 to the far side, looking to pass. In fact, is he flagged down on the ground as that ball is overthrown? Intended receiver, don't really know, as it was kind of thrown right between number 3, Nalo Driscoll, who's been the big deep threat this evening for the Trojans, as well as Caden Marsh was there. Both athletes, and good athletes at that.
Flag on the deep.
And a face mask is called. And that's an interesting time. It must have been on the defensive line with kind of a hand riding up the uniform, getting in the face of an offensive lineman, because you don't typically see a face mask thrown that early on a play, unless it was trying to catch up to a receiver and just snagging it.
Yeah, it's going to be a big penalty too, Ryan.
That's huge. You go from 3rd and 11 now to a fresh set of the down. Sorry, 4th and 11, because that ball was incomplete, to a now fresh set of downs for the Trojans. Ball's going to be spotted on the 47-yard line in Trojans territory. 2 receivers in tight to the near side, 2 to the far side. Burkhart in the backfield with Ryder Story. He's going to turn hand it. That's going to be Burkhart up the middle. Good job tackling by the Vikings now. Got to be interested to see what the Vikings do to change how well Burkhart's able to run the ball.
Yeah, so far it looks like they're doing a lot better than they did in that first half, kind of keeping the run under control. No 5-7 yard gain so far.
And 2nd and now 9 for the Trojans. 6.5 minutes left in this game. 22-22 is the score. Trojans on offense. And Ryder Sawyer is going to be out of that shotgun formation once again. 2 receivers near, 2 far. 1 back in the backfield with him, looking to pass quickly. He's got it out of his hands. That's his big man receiver, number 4, making people miss, looking to extend the play, and is able to gain about 18 yards, we'll call it. We'll see where the spot is. No, they're going to say he didn't get that far. It's going to be about a gain of 14.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Ryan. When you have a receiver that tall, 6'3",
yeah,
I mean, you can kind of just put it up in the sky.
6'3", 200 pounds. That's a sizable receiver there. That is for sure. And did a good job there of, I'd like to see a little more physicality out of him. He was kind of avoiding contact there. If the running back had that size, we'd be in trouble here, as they do a kind of a speed option to the right side. And he's breaking tackles and upended there by Will Johnson.
And a flag.
A late flag. It was a big hit by Will Johnson as he upended him. And curious to see what they call here. Coach Sam Johnson is not pleased there.
I mean, I didn't see anything.
I didn't see anything either.
I'm just not on the field to really.
Not many called and that's going to be a hold against the Trojans. So they must have, well, Coach Sam Johnson was talking with some pizzazz along the sideline, must have just been asking if he wanted to accept it or decline it there. So now it's going to go from a first and 10 to, we'll see where they spot this thing, because it's 10 yards from the spot of the foul. And in fact, that's about 10 yards where they spot it.
Two big penalties on both sides for Douglas on offense, and then the Vikings also had that holding call on offense.
And first and 20, yeah, you are correct. 73 alignment I was talking about earlier. That is Landon Griffin, 6'2", 300 pounds.
Nice.
Ryder Sawyer's going to be out of the gun, looking to pass again on first and 20. And he's got a receiver over the top. Broken coverage as he is gone. Ryder Sawyer standing in the pocket and delivering a strike to number 14, Lucius George, the senior. And we had a late flag thrown out, but I think it was after the fact that, and it's going to be, looks like maybe an excessive celebration, as I think a couple of players came off the sideline for the Trojans. Either way,
Vikings,
all of a sudden, these big plays where the Vikings defense feels like they can really make an impact, with earlier 4th and 4 turning into a touchdown for the Trojans, 4th and 13 turning into a huge gain for the Trojans, and now a 1st and 20 turns into about a 60-yard touchdown for the Trojans.
Yeah, all of Ryder's passes that have been completed are absolutely beautiful throws.
I mean, on the money. On the money as he hit his receiver in stride there once again. So, extra celebration is the call that's going to be tacked on to the kick as Landon Perez is now on the kick. 28-22 is the score here. Trojans just went out in front. 5 minutes and 44 seconds left here in the second quarter. And good snap, good hold, and that ball is booted through the upright. 29-22 is the score here. Trojan faithful erupting in applause. And we're going to go ahead and take a quick break and be back here on Coast Radio Sports.
Supporting businesses like Grocery Outlet Florence and Chad E. Clement DDS help us bring you every exciting minute on Coast Radio.
Welcome back to Winston, Oregon. We're here at Douglas High School, where the Trojans just went out ahead of the Vikings. Vikings find themselves trailing 29-22 here with 5 minutes and 44 seconds left in the third quarter. Back on the field to kick off is Landon Perez for the Trojans, and they almost got away with kicking this thing from the... Are they not going to go ahead and mark this thing off 10 yards? As they're kicking from the 40.
Wonder what the flag is for them.
You would have thought they would have marked it off from the kickoff here. I must be unaware as we're up here in the booth. And either way, the Trojans are now kicking, and that is going to be, I believe that's Rowdy Thrall again. No, that's Will Johnson. Will Johnson got a good block in front of him. He's got one man to beat. That's Landon. Landon blocks the kicker in a full race. Will Johnson on the near sideline. Touchdown. 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 Will Johnson!
Way to answer that.
And what do you know? The Zebras throw laundry on the floor again. A flag. Oh my goodness. Oh, that was going against the Trojans. So, sorry if I broke your eardrums on that. Will Johnson just had the first special teams touchdown of the year for the Vikings. Catching the ball as it kind of just slid into his hands. And, boy, he was gone by the 50. He only had Landon Perez to beat. And Chris Johnson, if you're listening back home, you got quite the track team ahead of this year, as Tom Morgan and Will Johnson have made their presence and their speed felt this evening.
Talk about answering back. I mean, electric kick return for touchdown.
And now you got to figure it out defensively here. As we talked about coming into this game, Vikings have allowed 13 points over the last 2 weeks. Now all of a sudden, Trojans are at 29 this evening. That score right now is 29-28. Vikings in the huddle on the sidelines with Coach Sam Johnson figuring out what they want to go ahead and call here.
And it took the electricity out of the Douglas crowd here.
Oh, my. And it changed quickly. I was probably the only person screaming here. We're just above the heads of the parents here in the booth. So, Vikings now lining up. They're going to go for two here. Under center is Jericho Lake. He's going to turn, hand it and pushing the offensive line and signals from the referees he's in. Vikings with the gutsy call there, instead of tying it out, deciding to go for two, and they just get in over the line of scrimmage. 30-29, Vikings jump out in front. We're going to go ahead and take a 30-second break and be back here after this.
Our thanks to Alan Twombly of H&R Block and RE/MAX South Coast Real Estate for supporting Viking Sports on Coast Radio.
Welcome back to Winston, Oregon. Vikings with an electric play on special teams there as Will Johnson just took it to the house. Vikings take the lead 30-29 with 5.5 minutes left here in the third quarter. I'm looking around the Far West League right now. We got a score update. Sutherland Bulldogs, who lost to this Douglas Trojans team last week, 41-40, is now out in front of the Brookings Harbor Bruins, 21-7 at the half. So, looks like the Bulldogs kind of getting back on track, sitting at 0-1. Both teams are, in fact, and at 1-0 are both the Trojans and the Vikings here. And we got a ball game on our hands. 30-29 is the score here in Winston. Getting a little bit chilly as the evening draws on.
Just a little.
And now the Vikings on to kick off.
And taking
it,
a little
and
bit.
It in fact was not against the Trojans. The referees pointed the Trojans' way, and they marked Stiefel back 10 yards. So all of a sudden you think the Vikings are going to get 10 yards of field position in their favor after an excessive celebration was called. The Trojans kick off from the 40. Will Johnson says, that doesn't matter. I'm taking this thing to the house wherever you kick it. And now the Vikings kicking off from their own 30 after the flag that was thrown. And again, referee said it was on the Trojans, so I don't even know what it was called.
And we're all running back to the sideline. What is going on?
We have an unhappy coach in the middle of the field there. This play is not going to continue until he is off of it. White Hat's got to go ahead and take control here as he is all the way on the field. And Sam Johnson, oh, it's both coaches. Never mind. Couldn't see Sam back there on the other side of the ref. Sorry, Sammy. I'm not a big man myself. It's no fault of yours, that's for sure. And really figuring things out here. So there's no bad blood there at midfield. It kind of looks like for a second just a lot of
the coaches wanting to know what's going on just as we are.
And it could be the referees calling both coaches in to talk to their teams, because the Douglas coach came off and screamed at his team to huddle around him. He's a big man.
Yep.
That man looks like he could be coaching at the NFL level with that stature. And either way, Vikings stay in a huddle on the far sideline talking things over. Not able to see the Vikings offense on that last possession because Will Johnson scores on the kickoff after the Trojans went ahead. Vikings out in front 30-29 now. Both teams take the field again. Back deep to return for the Trojans. Number 13, Hayden Marsh. And number 4, Reese Willis. Reese Willis is who I'd be kicking to right now, as Marsh is a speedy guy. And Reese Willis is 6'3 and 200 pounds, but he looked like he was kind of avoiding as much contact as possible and tried turning things east and west rather than north and south, and Vikings kind of squib it. It kind of settled in the field of play, picked up on the sideline. Good coverage downfield by the Vikings, but the Trojans just keeping their legs under them. Unable to bring them down on first contact, but either way, good coverage by the Vikings. Trojans offense back on the field.
Yeah, and just like we said in the halftime show report, Ryan, it's really going to come down to the defense.
Yeah, both offense moving the ball at will. So Vikings really needing to step up here. And it's not like they played poorly.
Mm-mm.
It's just the fact that this team offensively, the Douglas Trojans, has been able to execute very, very well. There's been good coverage. There's been good, contact at the line of scrimmage with the running backs. But
now what's going on?
Now the referee calls both teams in.
I wonder if it has something to do with the excessive celebrating. Maybe they got a little tired of both teams doing it. That's the only thing that I could think of.
I've never seen this happen.
Me neither.
And it's not like I'm Bob Sneddon, where I've been doing this for 23 years. This is only my third and first doing play-by-play. But in my short span of 3 years, I have yet to see that happen. And over the course of the 4 years you and I played at the high school level. And Trojans now on offense. Ball spotted at about the 40-yard line. First and 10 for the Trojans. He's going to turn in. We got a dead ball. Referees blowing their whistles. I don't see a flag on the field
either.
Just kind of, either way, they're marking it back 5 yards. No sign from a white hat whatsoever here. And as much as you got to talk about the teams kind of reeling it in here, you got to reel your crew in over there because they're pointing at the wrong teams with flags. And obviously, there's a shortage of referees out there. So if you're listening at home, you said, I'd love to get a little workout in and move my body on a Friday evening. This is a great opportunity.
I think it'd be fun.
First and 15 now for the Trojans after the unknown flag. And down, got a deep ball.
It's looking to pass, cut down the seam. That's Lucius George again. Back to back, big play. Holy cow. That's a gain of about 40. Lucius George hasn't had his number called all evening, and now all of a sudden, back to back big plays out of him.
Very similar to his touchdown reception as well. Kind of in the middle of the field, splitting the two safeties on top. Wide open and great throw by Sawyer.
And the Trojans are doing a good job here. I mean, they must see something in coverage there that they want to take advantage of. And if you're the Vikings, now is the time to make an adjustment because one more of those, I mean, two is hurt enough. Ryder Sawyer out of the shotgun formation. Jaden Burkhart in the backfield with him. Two receivers to the near, two to the far. He's going to turn handed. That's going to be Burkhart up the middle, almost untouched at the line of scrimmage as he bursts through. And a couple of Vikings pointing like they recovered a fumble there. Referees, no signal yet. Typically, they're pretty quick to say a ball carrier was down. But none of the refs in a hurry whatsoever to get into the scrum. My goodness. And the Vikings celebrating like they have the ball. Referees weren't even trying to get into the scrum. They're just going to say the Trojans maintain possession. That's aggravating. If you're the Vikings,
you got to get there quick. You got to see who's on top of the ball.
I mean, the Vikings were saying they had the ball and celebrating, and the referees were 8 yards away walking in at slow motion. And the Vikings were celebrating after the scrum cleared, and the referees didn't even try to decipher what was going on and just said the Trojans have the ball. So either way, Trojans maintain possession, second and three, and that's going to be Burkhart up the middle. Never mind, that's going to be a keeper out of Ryder Sawyer. And Ryder Sawyer gets a good gain there, brought down at the two-yard line. Gosh, is that infuriating or what? If you think that you have possession and the referees make no effort of getting in there in a hurry to see who has the ball. I'll put that one behind me and stop talking about it. Knocking on the door of the Trojans.
Great.
Met in the backfield by a horde of Vikings.
They all just came from every direction.
I don't know if an offensive lineman moved, as there were three Vikings on Ryder Sawyer right as he got that snap.
They were
coming out of the shotgun formation, so that's going to be a loss there of about four.
Looks like they came from every single gap there was.
I think that fired up this Vikings defense as they thought they came away with a takeaway. I think they did too, to be honest with you. That's why I keep talking about it. I know I said I'd put it behind. And second and goal now from about the 8 yard line. Ryder Sawyer out of the shotgun gets the snap, looking for a receiver on the right side and overthrows his intended receiver. Will Johnson doing a good job of making contact with him as he touches that ball. Would have been a hard one for, I believe that was, Nalo Driscoll, the intended receiver, but would have been a hard one for him to bring in.
Yeah. Great, great, great defending there by Will Johnson. You know, he's 6 foot, that Nalo. So.
Yeah, big kids all over the field for the Trojans. 2 minutes and 55 seconds left here in the third quarter, 30-29, Vikings out in front. And Trojans now facing a third and goal from about the 5 yard line, we'll call it. And out of the shotguns, Ryder Sawyer looking for a receiver down the seam. Good defensive play out of Will Johnson. Receiver looking for a flag. It was great coverage as he had a hand on the trail hip like you're taught. Reads with the...
And a flag.
And now a flag. My goodness. Holy cow, that was well after the play. Personal foul by the Trojans. As
that's
they huge. Must have thought there was a flag there. 100% was not a flag. That was perfect coverage, just as you're taught. Hand on the trail hip, closer hand, breaking the ball up between you and the receiver. That was beautiful out of Will Johnson. If you looked up perfect coverage in the textbook, that's going to show a picture of that.
And, I mean, if you're that player for Douglas that just got that flag, they don't let us know who it was. But, gosh, did you just put your team in a bad situation?
So now, all of a sudden, the Trojans go from a fourth and goal from the four-yard line to a fourth and goal from the 20.
Wow.
21.
Man.
As the Mariners get out of a bases-loaded jam in the 12th inning. Sorry, folks. And it's going to be Ryder Sawyer. They're going to be going for it here. Vikings taking a timeout, though, as Coach Sam Johnson wants to talk to the offense. And we're going to go ahead, defense, we're going to go ahead and take a timeout here ourselves and be back here after this on Coast Radio Sports.
Viking Sports on Coast Radio, supported by Regency Florence and Three Rivers Casino Resort.
Welcome back to Winston, Oregon. The wind is crisp and it is fall. My goodness, it feels like a fall evening here. 30-29 is the score. Trojans facing a fourth and goal from the 21-yard line after an unsportsmanlike is thrown on that play. Had to believe it was because of the no call, and I don't know why anybody was crying for a flag there, as that was beautiful coverage by Will Johnson.
I don't think the ref liked it either.
I agree. And they're going to be going it for it here. So it's going to be Ryder Sawyer out of the gun looking for a receiver. Looks left, looks right, throws it right. He's got a wide open receiver. Oh, my goodness. Miscommunication in the end zone. Fourth down has been the thorn in the Viking side all evening. If I was the Trojans, I'd be trying to get this game to fourth down every time you have the ball because it seems like they're scoring each and every time.
I mean, the first half, they were running the ball very well. Now, the second half, they're airing the ball out.
Yeah, that they are. And what a strike from Ryder Sawyer. Didn't see who the receiver was there, but hit him in stride, almost bobbled it a little bit, and then able to bring it in.
It's got to be a little frustrating from Coach Sam Johnson's side. I mean, you call that timeout to probably make sure your coverages are correct. You got to,
yeah,
it was protected. And
you just can't let him in the end zone.
Yeah.
Well, either way, 2 minutes and 44 seconds left in the third quarter here. Trojans out in front, 35-30, as they're lined up in that barn door formation again with Ryder Sawyer out of the shotgun. Sends Nalo Driscoll in motion, hands it, and sweep. Will Johnson is a better athlete. I'll say that out loud. Will Johnson, you're not going to beat him. Holy cow. Vikings, arguably best open field tackler on the field, gets up there and tackles him after a loss. So that is a big, big play. Only had Will Johnson to beat there, and I'll take Will Johnson one-on-one in the open field with anybody.
Crazy. He just runs up there and shoots up, tackles, goes for the leg, brings him down. There's no getting out of Will Johnson's tackle.
Confident play, too, is instead of Will Johnson allowing Driscoll to run towards him, Will Johnson just comes in like a hellfire missile and takes down Driscoll. So now it's a 5-point lead, which is huge for the Trojans. And I'm saying huge because that's just the touchdown that you need here. And touchdowns have been plentiful for both teams. So 35-30 is the score. 2 minutes and 44 seconds left in this ball game. I keep saying that. It's 2 minutes and 44 seconds left in the third quarter. Second time I've said ball game this evening. And got a ball game on my mind here, a couple of them this evening. And I hate to be, you know, taking any tension away from the Vikings this evening, but Mariners are in the American League Division Series for the first time since 2001, and myself as a Mariners fan, it's just the fact that the game-deciding game is happening right now, it's hard to not take a peek every once in a while. And I'll keep it here to my best of my abilities. The Vikings are playing a great game here in Winston, down 35-30, 2 minutes and 44 seconds left, and kick up, and that's going to be Rowdy Thrall catching it on a bounce. Rowdy Thrall looking to take it up the middle and kind of slows down as he comes into a horde of players at the center of the field and taken down after a decent chunk there on the return. So the Vikings take over on offense. We'll keep it here as the ball is spotted. My goodness, I don't even know if there's any line on the football field at this point. Feels like it, not at the middle of the football field. And that ball is spotted on the 30-yard line. Luckily for the foam markers on the far side of the field, I'm able to get an idea based off of where the chains are set. So first and 10 for the Vikings now. Jerick Kolick and the offense taking over again. Bunch formation to the near side. Jackson Chang in the backfield with Lake. One receiver to the far side. And he's going to be faking the pitch to the outside. It's going to be Will Johnson, Johnson taking it on the end around. Will Johnson got good blocking out in front. Good tackling there in the open field by the Trojans. It took a few of them to bring him down, but my goodness, if you blink, Will Johnson will be at least 10 yards downfield.
What a beautiful deception play. They kind of faked the toss and then handed it inside to Will Johnson, and he has room to run.
And that time, they called that a couple times last week for the Vikings. It was successful both times, and it was successful there as the Vikings get more than enough for a first down. First down now and 10 from about the 46-yard line, flipping the field. Will Johnson once again. Jericho Lake in at quarterback still. Bunch formation to the near side. Will Johnson in the backfield with him. And Lake takes the snap, looking to pass now. Looks left, looks right, throws it left. And holy cow, I thought it was intercepted the whole time. It was thrown into double coverage. And two Douglas players, I see the red and say Coquille, two Douglas players colliding there, knocking the ball out of their hands, and the Vikings
take a lucky break.
Sigh of relief there as it was intended for Tom Morgan, but double coverage was there.
Man, oh man.
It's getting chilly here, Caleb. We're blessed to be up in this booth, and it's a wide open booth at that, but it's getting cold here. And two receivers to the near side, two to the far side for the Vikings. Will Johnson in the backfield with Jericho Lake. He's going to turn, hand it. Never mind. That's Jackson Chang with the carry up the middle. And that's going to be a short gain. They're going to give him 4 yards there. Favorable spot for the Vikings. So that's third and six now. And it got real quiet here all of a sudden. Van stopped and everybody was just kind of quietly listening to them. And Jericho Lake gets the signal from Will Johnson, or Sam Johnson, on the far sideline. Breaking the huddle are the Vikings. Jericho Lake's going to be working out of the gun. Love to see your quarterback with a white uniform. And any marks on there feel like they're from the defensive side of things. Bunch formation to the near side. Johnson in the backfield with him. He's going to turn, hand it. That's going to be Will Johnson to the near side. Will Johnson cuts up field. And that's going to bring up a fourth down. Johnson able to get about 3 yards there, so it's going to bring up a fourth and two. And it's
big play.
We've said it many times this evening because it's a close game, but this is gut check time for both teams.
Really will just fight for every single yard there. It's a little bit short.
And fourth and two, the nice thing about this yardage here is you feel like you can get it done on the ground and through the air, so it's going to be really a decision as to what the Vikings drop here. Will Johnson's going to be in the backfield. And bunch formation to the near side. That's Chang, Dillon, or Gray, and Franzoni in the bunch. And trying to get a hard count. And they snap it kind of surprisingly. And Jericho Lake takes it, cuts that field, and he is tackled. No good on the fourth down conversion for the Vikings. Maybe a little bit of a miscommunication there out of the Vikings offense as that ball was snapped and a couple of players looked a little bit unprepared and a couple of players tapped in the back of the center there. And I just think that was a miscommunication. I don't think it was expecting that ball to come to him at all.
I mean, that was not what you would have expected there and kind of just the quarterback keeper and ran to the outside.
I don't think it was designed at all. I don't think the ball, Vikings were trying to snap the ball there. I just think it was snapped because the Vikings offensive line looked unprepared and so did Lake. And now out of the backfield is going to be Burkhart, and he spins right when he gets the ball. Didn't really need to there, but able to get 3 yards for him. And I'm not going to question anything Burkhart's doing at this point because he's doing everything he does well.
It looks like we're going to go into the fourth quarter run.
Second and seven as the Trojans let this thing wind down into the fourth quarter as that buzzer buzzes. So we're going to go ahead and take we'll do 30-second break here on Coast Radio Sports. Stay with us as we get ready for the fourth quarter. Vikings trailing 35-30.
Viking Sports on Coast Radio, supported by Folio Logging Incorporated and BJ's Ice Cream.
We are back in Winston, Oregon, Douglas Trojans out in front of the Vikings right now, 35-30, as we are about to be underway in the fourth quarter. Vikings just turned it over on fourth down. One of those things you like to see, and we've talked about on the Point After on Thursday, is this guy's rallying to people when they, you know, make a mistake. And that's what we saw after that fourth down conversion that was unsuccessful. Trojans now out of the shotgun formation, getting the Vikings to jump offside. Two Vikings encroaching. And so that's going to give the Trojans a free 5 yards. And you take 3 yards wherever you can get them. And all of a sudden, instead of a second and six, it's going to be a second and one.
Just a few mistakes here and there from the Vikings.
And second and one now as we begin the fourth quarter here. Snap this time. It's going to be Burkhart up the middle. Head of steam. Lowers the shoulder. Will Johnson on Burkhart's hard hitting as Burkhart kind of goes to give him a handshake after he came up and stuck him. I don't think Burkhart's used to getting hit like that.
No.
Oh. Will Johnson didn't return the handshake. I don't think it was due to, ill-mannered reasons. I just think he didn't see or expect a handshake at the 50-yard line. And Trojans now looking at a first and 10 once again with a fresh set of downs. Ryder Sawyer is going to be out of the shotgun formation. Two tight ends in tight. And ahead of steam from the defensive line as they stick Burkhart this time. Dragging him down in the backfield. They're going to mark that thing down for a loss of about a yard. Second and 11 coming up for the Trojans.
I haven't had many of those today.
I tell you what, whenever you see number 14, Lucius George coming on for the field, you got to start protecting the seam if you're the Vikings, because he has made his presence felt there in the second half with two big, big plays over the top. One of them being on a fourth and 11.
Yeah, we've just kind of lost him in our coverage both those times. He had those two big catches.
And Sawyer's going to be in the shotgun again. Two receivers to the near, two to the far. And he's looking to pass once again. He's got pressure in his face this time. Stepping out of a couple of tackles. The flag comes out of the backfield. Out of the back judge there. And good job by the Vikings. They kind of sent a blitz there and adjusted well as Sawyer got about 4 yards. Waiting for the signals from the refs as the back judge behind the Vikings defensive coverage threw a flag, and passing interference on the offense.
Wow.
Coach on the near side, that's Nick Garcia, unhappy for the Trojans, kind of looking for an explanation. He's going to stay on his sidelines, however. And you don't see that too often when the ball is not thrown. Typically, you see an offensive pass interference with the ball in the air with a receiver pushing to create separation. And some unhappy, faithful fans here for the Trojans. And we get to talk, we get to typically be, oh my goodness, they marked him, walked him back.
Interesting.
They marked him back 14 yards or 13 yards. Should be 10 yards from the line of scrimmage.
Some of the Douglas fans not too happy.
Fans. And now all of a sudden, Vikings, I don't know what happened there. The referee's coming together. It hasn't been the smoothest night for the Zebras this evening. I'll go ahead and say it, as they're going to have to meet at midfield.
There shouldn't be this much miscommunication between the referees.
Well, it was second and 11, and now after a pass interference, now it's a second and about 23. As they marked it back, a good chunk there. And I don't want to send it to commercial, because right when we do that, we're going to go ahead and have them break the huddle here. So we'll keep it here, Caleb. But this is a big, you got to get this figured out here right now if you're the referees.
Okay. Now they're doing new signals.
What? The clock operator next to me has got it on the head. He comes out there and calls a hold pass interference.
And now they're going forward.
I don't know what in the world's going on at this point. I've seen some questionable things done by the referees over the last couple of years. I don't know if this crew knows what they're doing. I'll say it outright.
And they only marched the ball.
And they marched yards forward. So now we're marching the ball the opposite direction a few yards. It was a hold interference, as we'll call it, never before called in football. And second and long for the Trojans. Now he's got a receiver. This time it's routed throwing coverage, breaking it up. The sophomore keeping an eye on the ball and his man. That was second and long.
Beautiful play by Rowdy there.
Second and 20 now. And now it's going to be third and 20.
That seems to be the play that they look for when they're in these situations, just a deep ball to one of the receivers up the seam.
And it's worked well this so far this evening. Third and 24, the Trojans, 10 minutes and 40 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Three receivers to the near side in the trips formation. And Sawyer's going to be out of the shotgun formation, gets it. He's looking to pass, looking, kind of steps up in the pocket. He's pressured, and the Vikings combining for a good tackle there. Sawyer gets a good gain, though, either way, after about a seven-yard run. Fourth and about, we'll call it 16 here. And we've seen the Trojans convert on plays like this all evening.
I mean, this one scares me more than if the punt was closer to the first down marker. They've just been so good in these situations so far. So this is really pivotal for Siusaw to come up big right now and show them that they can get the ball back.
10 minutes and 20 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Fourth and 16 for the Trojans, and they're lined up to punt. This is the first punt this evening. I'm surprised as they've been able to, but either way, the Vikings have moved the ball well offensively. So Trojans go ahead, call a timeout, though. We're going to go ahead and take a 30-second break and be back here on Coast Radio Sports after this.
You're listening to exciting Siusaw Athletics, proudly supported by Chaddy Clement DDS and Grocery Outlet of Florence.
We are in Winston, Oregon. It is 10 minutes and 10 seconds left on the clock now. Vikings trailing 35-30. And the Trojans lined up to punt the ball. First time for either squad this evening. Ball spotted on the 48-yard line in Vikings territory as they're facing a 4th and 16. Just decide to punt it away. Back deep to return for the Vikings is Will Johnson. And good snap. Ball is booted. Will Johnson's going to be able to return this one. Catches it on the fly at about the 15-yard line. Gets the edge to the near side. Got good blocking from Franzoni. Oh, my goodness. What a horrible flag out there thrown on a hold. And either way, this thing's coming back. Great blocking from Franzoni. I think he's just as confused as I did because he had his hand in tight. I don't know what in the world.
And he chucked it with authority, right?
And I'll say it, it's been both sides. It hasn't just been, I'm not complaining because it's again going against Siusaw. I would have said the same thing if I saw this block for the Trojans as the rest are talking about it.
Yeah, I was watching those blocks. They all looked really good, and nothing looked like a hold.
Face mask against the Vikings is called now. This is the most offensive face mask that I've ever seen called in one game. And so now 9 minutes and 55 seconds left in the fourth quarter. This thing's going to be marched back 15 yards. Oh, my goodness.
I'm confused.
At this point, that face mask could mean hold. He just may not know.
Well, one's 15 yards and one's 10.
And so, I'll try to reel it in here. It's hard to see poor officiating, and that's what has happened this evening for both sides. It's hard to see. And especially in a close ball game where you don't want the rest determining how this game plays out.
Definitely not. These are two really good football teams fighting their hearts out tonight.
Now first and 10, ball spotted on the 30. Jericho Lake, and now we got another flag out. And false start against the Vikings. So that's going to march this thing back another 5 yards, 20 yards in flags in these before the first play this drive for the Vikings. First and 15 now, ball's going to be spotted on the 25-yard line. Jericho Lake in the offense back on the field. 9 minutes and 55 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Vikings trailing 35-30, looking to try to put a touchdown drive together and take the lead here. And Vikings are in the huddle. Jericho Lake's uniform is awfully white out there compared to the rest, which is what you want to see out of the quarterback. And he plays defense as well, so all those marks are pretty much from keepers or the defensive side of the ball. Bunch formation to the near side. Lake out of the gun. Will Johnson in the backfield. He's going to turn. He's going to fake the handoff to Johnson. Got a receiver down the far sideline. That's Tom Morgan.
He caught it.
Holy cow, what a catch. You are talking up like the ball went all the way down to your chest height. Tom Morgan turns at the top of the route. High points that ball. That's going to be enough for a Vikings first down as that ball is going to be spotted on the 47-yard line. Oh my goodness, Tom Morgan came in from Reedsport this year. I knew he was a speedster. I didn't know he had some soft hands like that.
Yeah, he turned his head around, found where the ball was, five-pointed. You can't get any better than that.
No, you cannot, Caleb. That is for sure. Bunch formation to the far side. One back in the backfield in Will Johnson. Lake in the gun. He's going to turn, hand it. That's going to be Will Johnson up the middle. Had decent blocking out in front of him, but his feet are just wrapped up there. And only going to be a gain of about, what is that spot? 4 yards. It was a gain of one as the referee marked it. Oh, it's just the chain gangs moving it. So the referee marks it 1 yard gain. The chain gang moves four. And now it's going to be a second and eight as they give him an extra yard there towards the end. Referee said, we'll meet you in the middle. And bunch formation to the far side. Jericho Lake in the gun. Will Johnson lined up in the backfield with him. And Tom Morgan to the near side. Lake collapse, gets the ball. He's going to pitch it out to the right side. Will Johnson looking for the edge along the right side and brought down. He's going to get some yards there. It's not going to be many. They're going to say he got about 3 yards there. So it's going to bring up a nice third and five here for the Vikings.
Yeah, still kind of pounding the ball, running the ball. I kind of want to see them air it out here, Ryan.
I think they run the ball here because I don't think Coach Sam Johnson's going to punt it. So I think they run it here, try to get obviously the first down, but if you can get 3 yards, make it a fourth and two. We'll see what they do here, though. It's going to be Will Johnson lined up in the backfield, bunch formation to the far side, Tom Morgan out wide to the near side, calls Tom Morgan in a hair. And we got a timeout on the field. That's going to be taken by the Vikings before this third and five. Vikings trailing 30 to 35, 8 minutes left in this fourth quarter. We're going to go ahead and take a quick 30-second break and be back here on Coast Radio Sports after this.
Shout out to RE/MAX South Coast Real Estate and Alan Twombly of H&R Block. Thanks for supporting Viking Sports on Coast Radio.
He's strong, something up, dude.
And welcome back to Winston, Oregon. The Vikings face a third and five here, 8 minutes left in this football game. Vikings down 35-30. And this is a huge play here. Vikings call the timeout before it to draw something up. And it's going to be under center now for Jericho Lake as they look to go back to the veer. He's going to turn, hand it. That's Will Johnson cutting up field. And he has just enough for a first down, I believe. As they're going to spot him right at the line to gain. Typically, that is the chains moving, but we'll wait for a signal from the referee.
Looks like a first down.
And first down signal is given. Will Johnson with a burst of speed. Coach Sam Johnson says, we're going to go back to what we do best, and that is running the veer offense, and that worked out well for him. So good timeout if you're the Vikings. First and 10 now. 7.5 minutes left. As Coach Jackson Johnson checking in with the Mariners game behind me. And ball's going to be spotted on the 34-yard line. Jericho Lake out of the gun. Two receivers to the near side, two to the far side. Jackson Chang in the backfield to his left. He's going to turn. It's going to be handoff to Jackson Chang up the right side. Brought down after about a gain of 2, maybe 3 yards there. Defensive line really doing a good job for the Coquille. Oh, my goodness. I've done that twice now.
They're the same colors.
It is the red and black for the Douglas Trojans here. And they've got some stamina for some of those big boys down here for the Trojans.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd say pound for pound, this is the biggest line that the Vikings have faced in a long time.
Definitely. Man, this Douglas defensive line has some big guys.
That and the offensive line, most definitely. And obviously, that's not a knock on anything. If you want size anywhere, it's in your trenches, and the Trojans have that. And the Vikings now face a second and eight. Trips formation to the near side. One receiver to the far side. And lined up in the backfield. Now we're going to get a timeout. And that's going to be taken by the Vikings again. So 6.5 minutes left in this football game. Vikings take, I believe, their third timeout of the half. Down 35-30. We're going to go ahead and keep it here, Caleb. We talked about it halftime, talked about it early in the game. This is a good, good football game.
And another thing we talked about was the defense, isn't it? Seems like some of the defenses on both sides showed up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I mean, this isn't just offense this half. They definitely made, both teams went in, made adjustments, and their defenses are now playing some good football.
Yeah, we were on pace for a 44-44 game at the end of this thing. When we were at halftime, it was 22-22. Now we're at 35-30. Vikings trailing. So you're correct in that. Vikings defense and the Trojans defense have stepped up well. And this is a football field that has seen some incredible defense over their years. Troy Polamalu growing up playing here. NFL Hall of Famer. And some of the best hair that's ever touched a football field as well. As the Vikings break the huddle, they're going to go out in a trips formation to the near side. Lined up in the backfield with Blake is Will Johnson. And he's going to fake the handoff to him, looking to pass down the right sideline. That's going to be caught in the open field. And ahead of steam. Holy cow, did that kid have wheels? He is gone. Oh, my goodness, Sean Morgan.
Have yourself a day.
I'm pretty sure he just broke the land speed record there. He broke it 3:19, Tom Morgan.
And,
holy cow, my goodness. Gracious sakes alive, the Vikings take the lead 36-35, and it gets weird when you're the only one yelling in excitement in a home section for a touchdown, but I was shaking out of my boots there, as Tom Morgan was as well, with the speed.
The speed on him is amazing.
Oh, my goodness. Vikings calling it up, dialing it up, throwing it to the flat to Tom Morgan, and he brings it in for six. So the Vikings taking the lead with 6 minutes and 14 seconds left in this fourth quarter. 36-35 is the score. And they're going to be lining up to go for two here, take a three-point lead ideally. Chang in the backfield with Lake. Bunch formation in the near side. He's going to take it, roll to his left, and he's going to hand it to Chang up the opposite side. And a good conversion there for the Vikings. Good play call out of them. Jackson Chang and Jericho Lake doing a good job of selling that fake. And that Vikings go ahead and take a three-point lead there. 35-38, Vikings out front. We're going to go ahead and take a quick 30-second break and be back here after this here on Coast Radio Sports.
Supporting businesses like Regency Florence and Three Rivers Casino Resort help us bring you every exciting minute on Coast Radio.
Welcome back to Winston, Oregon. We got a football game going on in front of us, and obviously that's obvious, but it is a good football game as the Vikings just go out front 38-35 here in Winston. And is it getting chilly here,
Caleb? It's getting quite chilly. I missed summer already.
Oh, my goodness. And fall is my favorite time of the year when I'm cuddled up in front of my fireplace with a good football game on the TV. But when you're out, and obviously it's not raining, it can be significantly worse, as us Oregonians know. But you got some bundled up fans here now as this game draws deeper and deeper into the evening. But the Vikings put together a great drive there. Tom Morgan showing off the wheels once again as he just caught a ball in the flat on the far sideline in the Vikings territory, on the Vikings sideline, and just was gone before you knew it. And now on the kickoff is Will Johnson, approaches it. He's going to go ahead and kind of boom this one down the right side, caught on the fly by a big man. And
I think they said he was down.
They said he caught that thing on a knee, which is incorrect. That was incorrect. He was off of both knees. As the referees blow that thing dead, players coming off the field with their hands up, and I agree with Douglas here. Either way, Vikings are on the, we're hearing some things out of the fans here, making me chuckle. But Vikings on the good side of that call there. And now the Trojans take over on offense once again. Vikings defense looking to make another stop here. Ball spotted on the 25-yard line in Trojans territory. Ryder Sawyer's out of the gun. And they're going to go ahead I don't know. There was a whistle being blown. Did you hear that? Or was that just me? Am I hearing things over here, Caleb? That whistle. I don't know. I'm hearing a whistle of some sort. I thought that flag was blown dead. Either way, it was thrown incomplete, so a second and 10 now. Do you hear that?
I think it's like the clock operator.
Oh, my goodness. I was hearing the clock operator's button next to me. I'm hearing things over here. This game's got me feeling weird. Vikings out in front, 38-35. Trojans have a second and 10 here. Sawyer's going to go ahead and take the snap. He's going to keep it himself up the left side, and good head of steam on him. As he doesn't get enough for a first down, but it is a good run on second and 10. He gets a 8-9, they'll call it, to third and one now.
We got to keep an eye on that clock, too.
Yeah, that we do. 5.5 minutes left in this football game. And this is one of those games that feels like whoever has the ball last is going to win the game. And if you're the Vikings, you're looking to make a stop here. Third and one now. Sawyer's going to be out of the shotgun formation with Burkhart in the backfield with him. And he's going to turn. That's going to be Burkhart up the middle. He's got first down and more. Making people miss left and right as Will Johnson comes up and upends him, but not until he gains about 14 yards.
And that is huge. Will coming up to make that tackle because without that tackle there, he's gone.
Oh, yeah. And Jaden Burkhart, we talked a lot about his strength and durability early in this game, but he's got some stamina and some speed as well as they have leaned on him heavily this evening. And Sawyer and Burkhart out in the backfield now. Two receivers to the near side, two to the far side. Sawyer clutches the ball. Looking to pass now. He's got a receiver coming in like a missile is Rowdy Thrall. Good. He was off the ball a little bit, but Rowdy Thrall with quick recognition. Only his second start as a sophomore. And you wouldn't have guessed it if you saw how quickly he reacted to that football being in the air.
Oh, yeah. It was great. And then his pursuit, quick right there, got the tackle. Stopped him from getting any more.
And that was a 6-yard gain there on first and 10. So the Trojans now facing a fourth and four, or sorry, second and four. I was thinking forward. Second and four for the Trojans now, 2 yards. And they're going to go ahead and hand it up the middle again. That's going to be Burkhart. Holy cow, is that kid good? After about a 12-yard gain for Burkhart. He's probably got 25 carries so far this season, if not more. He's just been getting his number called all evening and showing no signs of slowing down right now for this Trojans offense. And the crowd very much still into this one. 3 minutes and 55 seconds left now. Trojans have the ball spotted in Vikings territory. That's going to be spotted on about the 29-yard line now. Out of the gun is Sawyer. He's going to turn. He's going to hand it once again to Burkhart. Burkhart breaks a couple tackles. Had him good up straight to about a 1 or 2 yard gain, and then Burkhart just squirted free for another 6 or 7 yards there, and this is going to give him a 2nd and 9. Holy cow, you can't bring him down.
And this is that part of the game for baseball defense. You got to bring in everything you worked on practice, everything you've studied in playbooks, and really just come up and try to stop that Douglas offense.
Yeah, 100%. 3 minutes and 15 seconds left in the football game. Trojans moving the ball well now. Ball spotted on about the 22-yard line. He's going to turn. He's going to fake the handoff. It's going to be Sawyer keeping himself, trying to get to the left edge. Runs out of bounds. And that's going to go ahead and stop the clock. And honestly, I think that stoppage of the clock kind of favors the Vikings at this point, because if you're the Vikings, you want the ball last year.
Yeah,
obviously you want to get a stop here, but the Trojans have been just moving the ball at will right now.
And the Trojans are trying to score with and give yourself the most minimum amount of time possible. So it's going to be tough.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Ball spotted on the 22-yard line now. So it's going to be first and 10 for the Trojans here. 2 minutes and 58 seconds left. Vikings out in front, 38-35. Ryder Sawyer and Jaden Burkhart in the backfield. And he's going to turn. He's going to hand it. That's going to be Burkhart looking for blockers and brought down well. A defensive lineman in there quickly for the Vikings. The big, burly Colin Barnett getting back there in a hurry. And it's been fun seeing his development on the defensive line. Obviously, that's my little big brother. I like to call him. He's sizably, significantly larger than I. But he hadn't had any really D-line repetitions up until this year, and he's really developed well.
Oh, yeah. Colin's not a small guy for sure. You can definitely see him on a football field.
2 minutes and 25 seconds now. 2nd and 8 for the Trojans. Taking the pass, looking to pass is Sawyer, and he's got a receiver over the top. That ball is going to be tipped into the hands of the receiver. Unable to catch it on the deflection is the intended guy. That was, I believe that was George again. Yeah, Lucius George. Those are hard to catch. I know, obviously, as a fan, you see that ball hit him in the hands, but it was tipped right into them at the last second. And one second you're adjusting for the ball to be behind you, and now all of a sudden it's hitting you in the numbers at your chest, and it's a quick reaction you got to have. So 3rd and 8 here for the Trojans, 2 minutes and 16 seconds left. And Sawyer's going to be out of the gun once again. Almost don't have to say it at that point. It's been every play. Two receivers to the near side, two to the far side. He's looking to pass again. He's got a receiver up the seam. And that's going to be the big number 4, but hitting him at the line to gain was a Vikings defender, and he didn't wrap him up.
No.
He just hit him with the shoulder, and
not
number four of the Trojans, Reed Willis, gets another 8 yards after contact because of it.
He just bounced right off it, and man.
And that's going to give them enough for a first and goal. A first and goal ball spotted on his 4 or 5 yard line. I'm pretty sure there was paint at one point in that part of the field, but there no longer is. So we'll say the 5 yard line for the Trojans. First and goal, 2 minutes and 8 seconds left. Offensive line tired as they're gingerly walking up to the ball, line of scrimmage, and they put in the work this evening. And Sawyer and Jaden in the backfield. He's going to turn. He's going to try to keep it himself. Brought down by a handful of Vikings instantly in the backfield is Ryder Sawyer. That's going to get the clock ticking, though, so 2 minutes hits the clock, and that's going to bring up a second and goal. Ball spotted now on about the 6 yard line, so loss of two.
It looks like they brought a blitz there, Ryan.
And that was a well dialed up blitz as they brought him down in the backfield. And 1:40 now.
Woo,
we got a ball getting down to the wire. And Jaden Burkhart and Ryder Sawyer in the backfield, two to the near side, two to the far side, looking to pass. He's got a receiver up the seam, and that ball's overthrown. That's going to both stop the clock and be a third down now after that incompletion. And if you're the Vikings, that clock stopping and a loss of down, it feels like life right now, to be honest with you.
That is huge. Practically a free timeout.
And the Trojans have moved the ball at will this evening. Both teams have. I'm not going to just act like the Vikings have, or the Trojans have been the only one able to do so. 38-35 is the score right now with the Vikings out in front, with the Trojans, however, knocking on the doorstep. And that's going to be Burkhart and Sawyer in the backfield. Two receivers to the near side, two to the far side. Sawyer gets a snap, looking to pass. He's looking to his right. He's got a receiver out in the flat.
And oh, my goodness, that is a great catch. Great route, great throw, great catch, touchdown for the Trojans. That's number 14, Lucius George. He's having himself a game. Having himself a second half here, that is for sure. 1:20
left on the clock. 41-38 is the score here in Winston, Oregon. The Trojans jumping out in front. We're in the fourth quarter, folks. It is gut check time this evening.
That was a snag.
That
he put his arms out and just caught it just like they're caught.
And the Vikings were in pretty solid coverage there, but it was just thrown perfectly to the pylon like you're taught if you're a quarterback. And George does a good job snagging it at the end of the ball. And that ball is going to be up and good. Will Johnson doing his best to block it. Almost did so. But either way, the Trojans now take a lead 42-38. 1:20 left in this football game. Vikings offense looking for some score points here. And we're going to go ahead and take a 30-second break and be back here after this on Coast Radio Sports.
Shout out to BJ's Ice Cream and Folio Logging Incorporated. Thanks for supporting Viking Sports on Coast Radio.
We are here down in Winston, Oregon, and this is what Friday night lights are all about, folks. Vikings going to be taking over on offense here as the Trojans kicking it off to them, but 1:20 shine on the clock here. Trojans out in front, just took the lead on the nice drive that got them 7 points. They're out in front 42-38, and on the kickoff is going to be Landon Perez for the Trojans, back deep to return. Rowdy Thrall and Tom Morgan, Will Johnson in up in front of them. And Lopez boots this one deep. And that's going to be Rowdy Thrall taking it. Oh, sorry, Tom Morgan. He's got good blocking out in front of him. He's got the seam. Oh, my goodness. He almost broke that one free. Either way, a great return out of Tom Morgan. 1:14 left in the ballgame. Vikings are going to take over on the 47-yard line. Really good return out of Tom Morgan. Almost broke it free.
And I like the position the Vikings are in right now.
Yep.
I mean, you don't have a lot of time, but if you go down there and score, I mean, you don't leave much time left to Douglas.
No, you do not. And first and foremost, looking for points here. If you're the Vikings, this place is buzzing. And the Vikings offense back on the field. Trips formation to the far side, late out of the gun. Chang in the backfield with him, rolling to his right, looking to his right, got a receiver to the right. That's Franzoni. Franzoni catches the ball along the sideline, and he's hit out of bounds. I think they might call a late hit here.
I think they might run. I think they will.
Franzoni was working his way towards the sidelines. You can't see where the sideline paint is from here, so I don't want to say he was well out of bounds when he was hit. But, yeah, I mean, the ref threw that flag quickly as Franzoni was wrapped up and looked like he was working his way towards that sideline and was hit as he was going out. So flag hit the deck. 1:08 left, folks.
And they are marching the ball forward.
And if you want to talk about uncomfortable, talk about calling a football game on the radio with the opposing coaches to your left by 5 feet. It's pretty awkward getting excited up here when they are throwing things around and unhappy. And either way, it's going to be a late hit called. 15 yards given to the Vikings. My goodness, that is huge. Bryce Franzoni did a good job fighting for extra yards, and the Trojans hit him late the rest of the day. 1:08 left. Vikings down 3, 42-38. Two receivers to the near side, two to the far side. It's going to be Lake in the backfield. He's looking to pass, rolling to his right, looking to his right. He's got a receiver breaking out of a route. Toe tap catch just beyond the chains. That was Bryce Franzoni on back-to-back receptions. I believe his first two of the evening, and they are two of the biggest.
You can't run a route better than that.
Oh, my goodness. It was a great route, but the timing between him and his quarterback only making his third start is impeccable. I mean,
he
people work on that
for
a long time. Is that timing out of that route, hitting them in stride right as they're getting to the sideline. Trips formation to the near side. 1:01 left on the clock. One receiver to the far side. Jackson Chang in the backfield with Lake. Lake looking to pass. Looking, rolling to his left. Got a receiver to his left. That's going to be caught once again. That's going to be Bryce Franzoni with the catch. 50 seconds now. Vikings scrambling to get on the ball. No timeouts for the Vikings. Down 42-38. I said three earlier. It's four. And Lake is going to be out of the gun. Three receivers to the far side. Gets the ball. Looking to his right. He's got a receiver to the right. And just out of the reach of his intended receiver. That was, I believe, Bryce Franzoni. Four straight targets for him. 33.5 seconds left. And, oh, my goodness. I got to get to my feet for this, folks. Vikings down 42-38. 33.5 seconds left in this football game. And Vol's going to be spotted on the 10-yard line. In Trojans territory, 2nd and 10. And don't need it all here in one play, but you do need to be mindful of the clock, obviously, as there's only 33 seconds left in this one. And Lake's going to be out of the gun, bunch formation to the far side. Got to call your favorite plays here. Lake's going to get it, roll to his right. He's going to look to his right to throw. Very patient, decides to take off, and he's going to get to the sidelines. And after about a 5, maybe 6 yard gain, and that more importantly stopped the clock. Good job by Jericho Lake getting out of bounds there.
Really had the play.
Oh my goodness. 24 seconds left now. And that's going to give them enough for a first down. First and goal. Ball spotted around the 5 yard line. Vikings down. If you're just tuning in, 42-38. 24 seconds left. Ball spotted on the 5 yard line. We're going to go ahead and get a timeout here from the Trojans. Probably a good one there, but we'll do the same thing here and be back here after this break here on Coast Radio Sports.
Supporting businesses like Grocery Outlet Florence and Chad E. Clement DDS help us bring you every exciting minute on Coast Radio.
A football game we have on our hands here in Winston, Oregon. Vikings down 42-38, 24 seconds left in this football game. Vikings do, however, have the ball on the 5 yard line in Trojans territory with a first and goal ahead. And the Vikings break the huddle. Trojans already lined up and ready to roll. And it's going to be a trips formation to the near side for the Vikings. Jericho Lake is in the backfield lined up with Will Johnson, one receiver to the far side. And Will Johnson comes to the flat. Lake's going to be looking to roll. Throw to his right. He throws it over the hands of his intended receiver, Tom Morgan. And that would have been, it was in tight coverage. Good coverage there by the Trojans. And so that's going to bring up a 2nd and goal now on the 5-yard line. 20 seconds left. 4 seconds came off on that last play. Folks, if you're tuning in, oh boy, I wish you could be here to see this with your own eyes. You'll have to do it with us here on Coast Radio Sports, though. Second and goal from the 5-yard line. It's just growing with anticipation. We're here on the home section in the box here. Vikings break the huddle. Bunch formation to the far side. Lake's going to be out of the gun. Claps for the ball. Gets it. He's rolling to his right. Looking to throw to his right. Steps up in the pocket. Throws it over the top. The ball is hard. The ball is caught. Gets down. Vikings. They take the lead. Oh, my goodness. What a football game.
Wow.
44-42 as I am getting ripped here in the crowd. Oh, my goodness. I think the people want my head on a platter here, but I tell you what, this football game has been served well tonight, 44-42, and obviously it's a hard-fought game. My excitement is not anything towards this Douglas team, I swear to you, folks. It has just been a great game as people are starting to yell up at me. Oh, boy, this is awkward. Vikings 44-42. Sorry if I blew your eardrums there. Back at home, 14 seconds left on the clock. Vikings lining up to go for two here. It's going to be Lake under center. He's going to turn, hand it. That's going to be Jackson Chain getting through. Oh, my goodness. Vikings punching it in with 14 seconds left on the clock, taking a 46-42 lead in the fourth quarter. I might come out to the parking lot to my tires being slashed, too.
I don't think anyone's probably going to know your car.
I had everybody in this section turning and staring as I was going bananas there. And it's been an incredible game so far. The Trojans have played well. The Vikings have played well. I mean, this is what you want in a football game, whoever comes out on top.
A hard-fought game. I mean, both sides absolutely fighting to the best they can.
46-42 is the score. The Vikings just go out in front, 14 in 0.8 seconds left. And you got to say the 0.8 at this point because every point, every second on that clock is important. Vikings now coming onto the field to kick off.
And this is where your special teams need to come in and just kick down the tackler. Don't let anything big happen here.
We've seen one special teams touchdown so far this evening. However, it was from Will Johnson. And the Vikings huddled before this kickoff. 46-42, one of the better football games in recent history here. Oh, my goodness. Will Johnson on a kickoff, approaches the football. Boots it is down the right side. That's going to be caught on the fly by the Trojans. And a good blocking out in front of the Trojans as he is stuck. Oh, my goodness, Jackson Chang.
That is some great special teams right there.
Playing like the biggest man on the field as he just went up and stuck that ball carrier who was significantly larger than he. 7 seconds on the clock. And Trojans have been able to work effectively through the air this evening. It has been an absolute show out of this quarterback for the Trojans this evening in Ryder Sawyer. And they take the field, break the huddle. It's going to be an empty backfield for Sawyer working out of the gun. Three receivers to the far side, two to the near side. He's looking to pass, quick pass to the near sideline. Well-timed throw with his receiver there, number four, Reese Willis, as they get about 10 yards on first and 10. That took 4 seconds off the clock, 3.7 seconds left now. Ball spotted on the 45-yard line in Trojans territory. You need to go 55 yards here if you're them. And they go ahead and take a timeout. We'll do a second here. Do the same here and take a break. Rest our vocal cords here down in Winston, Oregon. Saislaw just took the lead, 46-42. Stay with us here on Coast Radio Sports. And the Trojans are back on. Trips formation to the far side. Two receivers to the near side. It's going to be, ball's going to be snapped. And looking for a receiver down the near sideline. And that's going to be batted down. Will Johnson in coverage over the top. That puts that safety position. Embraces his brother as zeros hit the clock. Vikings fighting tooth and nail this evening. Go out and ahead and winning on that last possession. 46-42. What an incredible football game. My goodness.
Incredible game. Two hard fought on both sides.
Oh, my gosh. What a football game. Both teams on the field quickly to go ahead and shake hands, and they deserve all the praise both squads do. That was just an incredible show they put on this evening. We're going to go ahead, though, take a quick 30-second break and be back here for the post-game show.
We got the last
year here. 46-42 is the score and the final down here in Winston, Oregon. You're good to go ahead and close it as they're closing the latches here on us. And Caleb and I are going to be locked in the booth here for just a minute finishing up this post-game show. But holy cow, what a thriller this evening down in Winston, Oregon. Both teams came out well-prepared, and it was a dogfight till the very end. It was so much fun to watch. I wish you folks at home tuning in could see this one, but either way, the Vikings hold on for their third straight win as they go on and win this one 48-42. And my voice is on the way out, Caleb. I was screaming. What were your final thoughts on that one?
Like you said earlier, it really came down to who had the ball last, and that was the Vikings.
Yeah, it definitely was. I said that with about 8 minutes left in the football game, and Vikings had the final possession, and in fact, went on to win that football game. I don't know who the intended. It was about as far on the football field and about as an obstructive view as possible on that play. All I saw was Jericho Lake rolling to his right, good blocking out in front, threw it to the back corner of the end zone, it looked like, and I just see little white gloves come up with a white jersey underneath them, reach up and snag that football out of the air, and holy cow, it was just a great football game from beginning to end. And, I mean, I don't have anything to say other than that. I'm kind of stunned here, Caleb.
I just want to say that was a great game. I mean, they played well. They played it all the way through from the beginning of the first quarter to double zeros in the fourth quarter. And if I'm Coach Sammy, I couldn't ask for a better team than that.
100%. And one of the things we talk about all the time is how his team just meshes and bonds together. And they did that this entire game and just got closer and closer. You could see it. Will Johnson batted down that final pass from Ryder Sawyer. And instead of celebrating, running around like a lunatic, first thing he does is just calmly start tugging the nearest Vikings players around him. So super, super good football game. We're going to be breaking this thing down with Coach Sam Johnson on the point after Thursday evening at 7:05 p.m. So tune into that one. You're going to want to listen. It's going to be a fun one. So Vikings, I would say hold on. Vikings fight tooth and nail this evening for a 46-42 win over the Douglas Trojans. Go to 2-0 in league play. Cameron Utz, thank you very much. Back in the studio. Go Vikings. And Caleb, you're taking me to the Ducks game tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to that. And if you're listening from here, I know a couple people are. Safe travels back home to you. And go Vikes.
Go Vikes.